for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to a nearly Christmas Shout Out. I'm Ali Shilton.
And I'm Lara Lanamy. And today on the show we're getting kinky.
Cameron from Prowler Store will be here with his pick of festive stocking fillers.
Saskia's back.
This time she's talking about Unicorn Nights.
Ooh, and JLU.
A few quick Merry Christmases. So all that today and a lot more right here on Shout Out.
You did it, my one true love did it. Thank you so much. I've missed doing that so much.
Well, we've been doing the queerest folk stuff all year, haven't
we?
We went back to the other one last week.
Decided to reunite me with my favourite thing.
Well, I just like watching you go dum dum dum.
The thing is, I started it because I liked watching you do it. I was like, no, I can do it. I can do it. Not better, but I can do it.
I can't twerk it the way.
No, you can't twerk. You can't give it the little boot bop and the booty shake and
It starts kind of like.
Yeah, you start feeling
it carries on everywhere else.
You start feeling the gay, do you know what I mean? It just goes through your soul and you're like, dum, dum. You know? It gives you that sass.
I don't even think you're in a Christmas spirit.
What is that? I'm kind of happy today.
Oh,
which
that's
is
good.
I know, it's been rubbish weather and you know today's today. But yeah, no, I love coming on Shout Out so much and
it's nice. I don't think we've presented together in a while.
No, we haven't. I think it's nearly a month now. Mm. And I'm missed you.
I missed you too.
I'm glad to have you next to me. Sorry, I didn't want to say that.
I say serious show. I mean, we're talking to Cameron from Prowler. I'm not like last time it all went on to gay starter kits and all sorts. So God knows where we're going to go today.
But, I do want a gay starter kit. I want a lesbian starter kit. I want like every kind of starter kit. So
right, okay.
I'm going to make it happen. It's in the production line.
What I was going to say was it's kind of like our last serious-ish show of the year.
Because
next week, of course, is the Shout Out Christmas Cracker, which is just the fun show.
I hope everyone tunes in for that because it's going to be funny.
It's quite a hoot. It's also
I can't wait to win
scary.
Again. I've won 2 years in a row now.
Have you?
Yes.
I was going to say, we were very good at music last year, weren't we, Lara?
We were. We smashed it. I honestly was so proud of myself and my team. But mostly myself.
I've changed the quizzes a little bit this year.
How dare you?
There is a Christmas quiz in
there. Oh, I'm going to fail at that. Santa Baby's probably the only song I know.
I did say it was going to be songs.
He's getting spicy, everyone.
And I have a special guest judge joining us too.
Okay. I'm going to look forward to that. But yeah, I wanted to tell you about... I've been a pageant judge and I live my best life. Like, I thought...
What's your qualifications for being a pageant judge?
I am basically the black Michelle Visage, basically. Like, I was giving it the sass. I had the boobs out. Like, it was a whole show. You got to walk down the catwalk and I milked it.
And so this was drag?
And it included drag kings and drag queens. And so the first round was you had to put in through like 10 people out of 20. It was so hard. It was like we had to rush decision. I was like, I don't know. but I was like, this has to get through.
Did you find some just stood out as like, they've got to be in the top?
Manly Mannington.
And there's some that you're just like, don't say the names of these. There's some you're like, just must be not in it.
No, I wasn't those. But like Manly was just so just manly. She was just amazing. Like she came out in this like... because it's drag king, he came out in this like amazing African like kind of draped jewelry and I was living. I almost fell off my seat. I was dying but also living through that.
So was it a bit like watching RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, but better because I was like they had to do a walk and then they had to do a kind of unique kind of act and then they had to do like say why they're amazing and then the last two performed like it was a kind of a lip sync kind of battle kind of thing, and we put two drag kings through to the final and one of them obviously won and the other one was also incredible. She did a little doggy thing at the end and I was just like living for that. Like she smeared like chocolate all over her and you can guess what that was for. But yeah, I definitely wanted to lead her around, so I loved it.
So you're available for comparing again.
I am, I'm available for anything. And just so you know, my ad's going to be out soon.
Careful what you ask for.
I mean, I can just filter
them out. Steph said that, she was never the same again.
I tell you what, Laura, what we could do is package you up and put you in one of the starter kits.
Of course. I am a I am the package, to be honest.
Well, you
I
are
I am
that.
The starter kit.
You are that.
Whatever kind of LGBT you are.
Well, you can take that more than one way, couldn't you? Anyway, we ought to move on with the show. So for the last time this year, we're going to go catch up with Sasky. She talks about Unicorn Knights.
Sasky 5. Oh, yes.
Hi everyone, welcome to my LGBTQ Shout Out Radio Sasky 5. Now, those winter nights are setting in, and what more fun and exciting than to sit up on the sofa and snuggle up with a nice movie? And if you're from the LGBTQ plus community, a queer movie is what you would like. So with that said, I have brought with me the man who can, the maker of fun himself, Mr. Ralph Bogard of Unicorn Knights. Ralph, how are you?
Hi Sasky, I'm absolutely fine. I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. Did you like my intro?
I did. The man who can. That's fantastic.
Listen, tell us a bit more about Unicorn Knights and what people can expect from it, and also why you started up in the first place.
Okay, well, Unicorn Knights is an LGBTQ plus film event night that we've been running at the Prince Charles Cinema for the last nearly 4 years now. And we set it up because the Prince Charles Cinema is the only independent cinema in the West End of London, and because of that we could kind of do things a bit differently. We're known for our sing-alongs and quote-along events, which have done very well, and they spoke to me because I'm their host there and programmer, and they said, hey, we aren't catering to a group of people that we know we should, and we want to, because it's part of our makeup of our city. And so I decided to set up Unicorn Knights with them, and we started off with screening films that maybe didn't get seen the first time round. So we started with Get Real, which is a brilliant film from 1996, I think it was, yes.
Yeah.
And that film just came off the heels of Beautiful Thing, but never really got the attention deserved, because at the time it came out, I think the week before, there was the Admiral Duncan bombing, so a lot of people were at the time quite scared to go out to anything LGBTQ related. So yes. It kind of lost its place. So I thought, well, there's loads of films that haven't been seen, and so I've been showing them, and also new films and documentaries and things that really appeal to our community. Through a fun, engaging way. So we have quote-alongs, we've had panels, Q&As, directors, actors, and all kinds of short films are going along with our feature films as well, so people can really see the range and breadth of LGBTQ filmmaking and entertainment.
Yeah, you know what? And this is so needed, isn't it? And, you know, unfortunately, when sort of tragedies like that happen, you know, with the Admiral Duncan event of the bombings, it does sort of scare people. I mean, you know, there's enough worry for our community as it is most of the time in just being yourself. So, you know, it's still great that someone like yourself still continued with, you know, Unicorn Knights to make sure that we, you know, we still stand up and we still have more representation and show that we are part of, you know, part of society, basically.
Exactly.
You know, so it is important. And also, you know, do you think the film and TV industry is getting better with representation for our community?
I think it's interesting. If you look at some of the films that we've screened, and also the kind of legacy of LGBTQ filmmaking, if you look at the late 90s, there was a real slew of loads of independent films being made by the community, for the community. And since then, the independent film industry has definitely become more financially reliant, so it costs a lot more to make these kind of films. So therefore the indie filmmaking has changed. Even though things have become more accessible, it's kind of moved on to online and web series and stuff, so there's a big strong community there. But I think there are representations are changing. If you look at TV shows like Supergirl, for example, one of their main characters is trans, and you've got, you know, Wynonna Earp and all these other TV shows that are made for the mainstream, that have a strong LGBTQ plus contingent within the main core makeup of the show or the film. So yeah. There is a kind of a to and fro. There aren't many Hollywood films made up where being other is not tokenized, but at the same time, the community is rallying around and making things. For example, we just screened the first ever lesbian make featured romantic comedy that was based around like Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
As a holiday film, finally, which has been made with loads of stars from the world of entertainment and media that are definitely appealing to the queer female community, which is fantastic.
Yes, that was the film, and that was Season of Love, wasn't it? And I was there with you, and I loved being part of that for the UK premiere, because yeah, it is so important that we have this representation. So I just want to say as well, very quickly, Ralph, you know, you are a man of many talents, as I said, directing, acting, hosting, singing. Can you quickly tell us for about 30 seconds left, quickly tell us a bit about Orange Shade Productions.
Well, Orange Shade Productions is a theatre company that I created that also develops new works. I really love working with new artists.
Yes.
So, like I do with Unicorn Nights, we share short films, and with Orange Shade Productions, we create new works of theatre. And we've done stuff with the National Trust, for example. We recreated a gay bar from 1934.
Right.
Brought it back to life, and it was called The Caravan, and that went really well. So I do lots of different things, and I work with the Prince Charles and the BFI, and
yes,
I create lots of fun for lots of people and really try and have people engaging with it. So,
yeah. Oh, listen, you are great, and this hence being dubbed Maker of Fun. Very quickly, Ralph, tell us where we can find or follow Unicorn Nights and also yourself on social media.
Well, you can follow Unicorn Nights on all the social media channels like Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
Yep.
And the handle is at Unicorn Nights with right. two N's in the middle, obviously.
Yes.
And then for me, you can find me and all the things I'm doing, which is at Ralph Bogard.
Great. Ralph, listen, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you more, working with you more. And thank you for supporting our TV and film industry in representation.
Pleasure.
Because we really need it. Have a great day. Listen, thanks for talking to me, and I'll catch you soon. Ralph Bogard, everybody. Thank you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
So let the bell
ring out.
Oh, good Lord.
No one needed that. No one. So, no one needed that.
I would
that.
Say sorry, but it'd be a lot such fun.
I mean, that. No, still unacceptable.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. We've got an apology, everyone.
Sorry. Hi. Hi, Andy. Hi. Hi,
everyone's just looking at us like, well, what's going on? But Hans has now entered the building.
I have.
And so is our lovely Terry Starr.
Hello. Thank you.
It's all right.
This is one professional person on the radio now you're here, Terry.
You call yourself not professional?
No, not now.
No, fair enough. I'd agree with that. How are you, Terry?
I'm all right, thank you. Right,
who's completed their Christmas shopping?
No one.
Done a bit.
I think you said something, but I couldn't make out what it was.
No one.
not that the first bit. I just don't like to acknowledge the fact that I'm not even halfway through my Christmas shopping.
I haven't even started.
Are you not?
No.
I keep buying calendars.
Oh my
I've
God.
Got loads of calendars.
Why?
I have cats, and I bought three from the shop of one of our guests this evening.
Mm.
So I'm going to have
I'm going to
have lovely men all over my walls all year in 2020.
That sounds like your dream.
It's going to be fantastic.
To be fair, I got a hedgehog one, and I swear it made my absolute life. Like, honestly, they are so good. I want to squidge them and have one. I want to have many. So
yeah,
well, you get 12.
Oh yeah, but no, I actually want a physical one.
Oh right, no,
that
can
squeeze. That but you can squeeze. I don't think they like to be squeezed.
No.
They like to be like rubbed.
And they're also wild animals,
rubbed.
So
and rubbed
and rubbed
and rubbed. Yeah,
anyway.
There is a hedgehog hospital, isn't there? I think it's in the West Country.
What?
Is it St. St. Tiggy Winkles
no,
or something?
What?
Yeah, yeah. St. Tiggy Winkles, the hedgehog sanctuary.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, okay. Isn't that wonderful?
Road.
You could really volunteer
sweet.
There. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
LGBTQ plus road trip to
oh,
see some.
Oh, my
please.
God. Yes. Okay, right. No. Sorry, everyone. Everyone needs to get
your
to that hedgehog
gay
farm.
Hedgehogs. Are they in the start kit? Would that be unkind?
Yeah, gay cool. hedgehogs.
Anyway, would you mind if we had some news, you two?
We might indulge you. This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 12th of December.
Merriam-Webster, which is rather like the Oxford Dictionary in the UK, is a leading guardian of United States English, advocating for good and clear use of the language, which is amongst the world's most spoken. They have named the pronoun they as their word of the year in 2019. This reflects the fact that gender non-binary identities have taken centre stage in many discussions and debates over the last 12 months, and many younger people are much more confident about the use of they, them and other derivatives to describe their non-binary friends and colleagues. BBC News reported that many people have congratulated Webster for emphasising how the simple word can make a major difference to the respectful addressing of non-binary people.
Now, Christopher Biggins is to bring his insouciant wit and camp sense of humour to a unique on-air pantomime for this festive season. I was expecting you there to say, oh no, he isn't, but he is. Sorry, the gay comedian has been a mainstay of pantos up and down the country, as well as a favourite on kids' television since the 1980s, and he'll be narrating and comparing a live panto to be broadcast on the digital radio network Union Jack. It's a channel that normally broadcasts British artists from the last 60 years, but on Friday the 20th of December, the station will hold a live on-air panto, starring the listeners of the station. Overseeing the inevitable chaos will be the avuncular Mr. Biggins, who has played many pantomime dames over the years and who confesses that the entire experience will be like herding the proverbial cat. Listeners will be calling in and taking on the roles in the modern reinterpretation of the classic medieval tale Jack and the Beanstalk. The Union Jack station can be heard on newer digital DAB Plus type receivers and online across the UK.
Queen of Morning Television, Lorraine Kelly, has added another type of Queen accolade to her credentials after she donned a flaming red headwig and elaborated gown and channeled her inner drag persona. Ms. Kelly had her makeup and dress reinterpreted for a photo shoot by stars of the hit TV series RuPaul's Drag Race UK, with the pictures being published in the January issue of Attitude magazine, the country's largest circulation gay and bi men's magazine. Attitude are marking the many cisgender and heterosexual people who support the LGBTQ movement in an issue dedicated to allies. The publication feels that it is important to acknowledge that there are many people who are on our side, but who are frequently denied their voices heard because of the antics of prejudiced individuals. Did you know, for example, that there is even an LGBTQ allies flag, which is based around a black and white chevron interspersed with the colours of the rainbow flag? It's quite difficult to describe, but look out for it at stands at Pride events. They make great gifts for your straight allied mates. Lorraine Kelly, in the meantime, can also be viewed with her drag makeover on the website of the LGBTQ friendly media portal Digital Spy.
Sky News Channel reports that Facebook is considering revamping its security systems and using encryption on all posts and messaging. The move will give privacy to those groups that work with, for example, members of the BDSM and fetish communities, swingers and people in non-conventional relationships. The NSPCC, however, voiced fears that the new encryption would cover the tracks of those misusing the website for abusive or exploitative purposes.
Do you enjoy sitting down to watch television news? One of the most respected evening programmes in the UK is Newsnight, which goes out on weekdays at 10:30pm on BBC Two. It has in the past been presented by gay Londoner Evan Davis, now on Radio 4, but at the moment Newsnight is fronted by Emily Maitlis. Pink News, the popular LGBT newswire, suggests this week that Ms. Maitlis may have breached some BBC guidelines on the roles its presenters take in publicising their own opinions, after she published a tweet on her personal feed suggesting that what she called predatory men could pretend to be transgender women in order to attack cisgender females. Her remarks were criticised by many trans and non-binary activists, who said she had no evidence to support this prediction, which the presenter had said could follow reforms to the gender recognition procedures in the UK. Unlike the United States, where TV pundits often express their personal opinions over the air, in Britain there are certain rules of impartiality and news announcers need to be conscious of what they claim as fact on social media. Many presenters do not join Twitter for this reason. Reporters from Pink News contacted the BBC, who have yet to make any remarks on the issue.
Now, Pride in Surrey have been praised by many LGBT commentators online after their activists peacefully surrounded a group of biblical literalists who were approaching gay and trans people and telling them that they could be reprogrammed into heterosexual or cisgender people. The action comes after the actions from a small church, which it must be emphasised is a tiny fundamentalist denomination not recognised by the Church of England or other mainstream churches. churches. Pink News took up the story and said that the small denomination had issued religious tracts to gay people, telling them that they needed to be processed to become straight. Pride in Surrey replied by reminding the LGBTQ community that there isn't any scientific evidence to suggest that this type of religious reprogramming achieves anything except producing self-loathing and mental stress. Some bloggers went somewhat further, with one atheist suggesting that the peaceful protests could have been more militant, challenging the religious group to produce evidence that their claims were true and reminding them that while sexuality and gender identity is not a matter of choice, it is true that religious belief is.
Zorzabini Tunzi is a new role model for girls everywhere as she takes the crown of Miss Universe for this year. Although the pageant has been criticised for pitting women against each other, it also has its defenders, not least from Miss Tunzi, who said that she aimed to break down gender stereotypes and promote the idea that black is beautiful. She pointed out that when she was growing up, she saw few examples of beautiful women in the limelight with her skin and hair colour. Miss Tunzi hails from South Africa, and amongst the dignitaries congratulating her on her win for the former Prime was the former Prime Minister of the State of Angola.
And finally, it's not strictly LGBTQ news, but we had to mention it. This made me and Hans laugh. As we approach the death of the year and the nominal end of the decade, yes, we know that technically the decade ends next year, but we have to report that Radio Dead is no more, indeed deceased. The online radio network, which just aired music by people who had passed on, has closed down. Although it attracted a fair audience, the proprietor, the media impresario Steve Penk, found that it was draining his resources. This will be a something of a shame for people, including myself, who appreciated this output. After all, it was a place where such resolutely queer artists as Judy Garland, George Michael and David Bowie were all featured in the same programme. So we say, rest in peace, Radio Dead.
For oh, no, we didn't.
Oh, yes, we did. Well said. For these... Sorry. For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For shoutout news, this has been Terry Starr.
And Hans Peregrine.
Shoutout news.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
The Papini Sisters.
Yeah, oh, I need all of those things.
Bounce all over the place, that
yeah,
one.
So, I need someone to buy me all of those things and more. A house, a holiday.
Buy all of...
Did you say Papini?
Papini.
I thought it was Pupini.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, Papini.
You're a radio broadcaster. You're supposed to pronounce things correct, like. You know what I mean?
All right.
Steph's on the sassy one today. Oh, yeah. She's like giving it all the sassy.
Yeah. How would you say it? I always thought it was Papini.
Pupini.
Pupini.
Okay. I'm deciding with the Queen here. Sorry.
That's not what she said.
No.
No, she didn't say Pupini.
What did she say? Pupini. No, can I wouldn't do that.
I don't. Anyway. Whoever it is, it's a nice song. It's Christmas. I don't play it very often.
Poop,
so.
Innit?
Wow. Well, welcome, Steve.
Yes.
Hello. Lovely to
nice
have you back.
There. It's poop, isn't it? I loved it.
Joining us tonight, we've got Steve Cameron's back as well from Prowler, sort of formerly nice and naughty, but not anymore.
Yes. Yeah, it's a sad situation. Just basically due to negotiations for the lease and the rent and what have you not working out going forward, then the company were forced to close the shop. So
I bet Prowler was so upset.
Is it right? We've stocked Hartsack, so working in conjunction with the community.
We are
together, aren't we? We are still one.
He says, smiling.
I love Steve. Together. Steve used to serve me, so literally he's well loved in the community.
Yeah.
We still very much respect Nice and Naughty. And we love you.
What was your blushing funnest part of being part of Nice and Naughty?
That's
serving
I don't
serving
think that's really a
what's the funniest moment you have from work in there? You must have had some crackers.
Crumbs.
Please make sure it's radio safe. I will caveat.
Actually, to be fair, I'm not sure it is.
Oh, okay. Well, in which case, perhaps we'll ask you off air. As all the listeners go, no, we want to know. No, sorry, you can't.
He's so, laughing because he's remembering it now.
No, I really want to know.
Yeah, no, in all honesty, not that it was particularly like horribly sexual or anything like that, but. I think possibly a little more politically incorrect.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So, well, of course, you're still doing the Hearts Out t-shirts, aren't you?
Which are
massive here in Bristol.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't know. Well, certainly for the male side, because you go in the Bear Bar and it's just like, is this a Hearts Out shop?
they are sort of quite well known in Bristol now. And the lovely thing is like we seem to be getting a good reputation in the States and places like Germany, Spain as well.
Amazing.
Luckily, my two colleagues in the business, Alex and Kike have such massive international connections from living
international.
That's right.
How about you? What is that, ganache?
Is that you going galactic?
Silky ganache. International connections because they lived in Spain and the US over the years, so you know they know a lot of people.
Cool. Make a good Christmas present because that's what we're talking about.
Thank
today,
you.
Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Presents. I was going to say
Christmas polar bears.
I'm sure you could stuff a sock. Yeah, it's a printed design, but it kind of looks like a traditional sort of Christmas jumper in the sort of like blocky edge knit.
Yeah.
Sort of kind of idea if that makes sense. So it's sort of green crosses across the top and the bottom, inward facing sort of polar bears, I guess you could call them, with Christmas trees and everything like that. So it's very traditional.
Cross stitch.
But we do have another site as well, which sort of does aim to try and cater towards the wider LGBT community, and that's called fierce-unicorn.com.
Nice.
Sorry, little plug there. Just go and have a look, because it's been running for a couple of months. Now, we've not got anything specific Christmas there, but obviously...
What do you have on it, then?
Oh, well, things to try and cater for...
Are they t-shirts still?
LGBTQ, so t-shirts, tank vests, sweatshirts, hoodies, all that kind of thing.
Do you do any binders or anything like that?
Binders?
No, I don't think you've ever ventured that far yet, have you?
I don't think our normal apparel suppliers sort of actually provide stuff like that. But certainly we'll have to see if we can source them from somewhere.
Yeah, just because if you're catering for the whole LGBT plus community,
absolutely.
they are part of that. And
but they are a clothing brand. You don't tend to wear one of those.
You wear under your clothes?
Yeah. I have considered it for Prowler. Yeah.
No,
for Simply Pleasure.
Yeah, no, yeah, certainly for Fierce Unicorn. That would be quite a neat little add-on. So that's a really great suggestion, Lara. Thank
that's
you.
Right. I just know how many people we need to cater
it's
for.
A lot.
And we need help.
Yeah. But we have designs for the transgender community.
Yeah.
Don't get Lara started. SBM She's just like the guru on her age and how you should look and how you should dance and that kind of thing.
Well, of course. So what's your most favourite item? Like, what have you kind of been like, oh, I love that. I've got to get myself one of those.
Oh, okay. I've got quite a few.
Well, pick one.
Just pick one, because obviously we still need to...
I'm aware. Probably my favourite shirt is it's a black t-shirt from the Hartsack brand, and it kind of plays with religious iconography a little bit, but you know, not in a terribly controversial way.
Quite a lot of the Hearts Out t-shirts either have a double meaning or some kind of
double entendre,
innuendo,
which makes them
so successful. So, but of course, stocked in Prowler as well.
Indeed,
which is good.
Prowler, tell me
about
that.
Where we come to the lovely Cameron.
Oh, Prowler's an LGBT, it's more homosexual focused sex shop on top of Simply Pleasure. So we've got like a hybrid shop of. Everybody is welcome in any part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started stocking Hearts Out last year.
Yay.
So it's a Bristol-based community. Basically working on in conjunction with my... Me and my assistant manager are pushing the boundaries and just trying to invite everybody into the shop, saying it's not just a gay floor, it's a gender-neutral floor.
It's working, though, because, I mean, the first thing that people think is, oh, must be sleazy, can't go in there, blah, blah, blah.
We do have the odd people walk in thinking it might be a parlour, which I'm not shaming, but, yeah, we do have people thinking it's that kind of shop. it's essentially just a shot for everybody, and it's I knew that we would be able to target. We've got a massive gay community, LGBTQ community.
Definitely, yeah.
And it does kind of gripe me a little bit that it's a gay focused brand, because I want it to be for everyone. So
yeah,
it is. I'm basically trying to gender neutralize everything.
Yeah,
like Blinders, we've definitely got a huge, beautiful trans community
here.
Yeah,
we have.
Which I'm sourcing. Yeah. I'd love to get Fish Unicorn.
Oh,
so we've got Hearts
Act. Thank you. Work on the management, darling.
We are.
Work
we're getting the there. So it's kind of like, throw your requests at me of what you want to see in Bristol.
So,
and if we can get it and cater it, then we will.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Steve used to serve me. Gemma used to serve me, who's my assistant manager.
Mm.
So we're all kind of really well adapted to what we can give you, but we just need to push it.
So what's your favorite I don't know if I want to ask this.
You can ask anything you want.
I was gonna ask what's your favorite item, but I don't, all my favorite items in that shop I can't actually reveal, so
we'll keep it in close behind
closed doors. Maybe I'll have to answer that, but
I think my favorite is just lube.
Ooh,
yeah, I can say that, can't I?
Yeah.
That's kind of essential, isn't it?
It is for everything and anyone.
It's just lube, and it just makes everyone
and
happy.
We get really bashful about it, but it is part of life.
I am going slightly red and I can't even go red, but like
beautiful.
Oh my, thank you, Dan. It's a good colour on me. So okay, but what has been your favourite moment then, apart of being a prowler? Because you said you've been served by Steve and Steve served you and things like that, so that must be a really like nice moment to be a part of a community like that.
I think my favourite moment is, well, I've got too many. I think like my favourite moment is being able to give people advice which they take away and listen.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's not like I'm not a salesperson.
No.
Like I'm a people person. So I think my favourite thing is giving people advice where they actually take it away and go, wow, actually, I'm not here to put this like 50 odd quid or £100 thing in your face. I'm here to tell you how to use it properly, safely, and inform you with education.
Which I was going to say is very important because you can buy a lot, even through Prowler, I believe you can buy online and all.
You can,
but there's nothing quite like, especially if you don't know something and you want to try. Some things you can actually do yourself a lot more harm than good. And it's worth. That sounded like a confession.
I know, didn't it?
Take us to church.
I know, honey, I'm going to preach it.
Now, I have one question. How well are the gay starter kits selling?
Oh, as long as
it was you that started the whole conversation with us.
We're branching out, love. We're going queer.
Oh, we're doing queer
going inclusive, guys.
Ooh, I like it. Are you actually doing a starter kit?
No, I don't even know. Like,
where
I think
would we
you
start?
Can be as gay and queer as you want. And I think just being open and honest is the best way.
I think you've just burst Steph's bubble there. She's so looking forward to selling hers.
Her
and Terry.
We can literally go on. Steph can have her own. We can have her own.
I think they've
got
about three suitcases worth in theirs by now.
The thing is, I think there's people who are quite doubtful out there. And there's lots of people trying to think of presents for other people, and they're stuck. So if you think or even are a little bit suspicious that somebody you know might want to try being gay.
Ooh.
Okay, just as a starter, then you can buy this box that's got all the essential stuff in, and then you can decide, and then you can think to yourself, yeah, I'm really gay because it's got a step CD in it.
She just stereotypes the whole of the male listenership.
Not at all. And a calendar with 13 firemen in.
Yeah, so, you can do different kinds.
I can't hear what you're saying, but you said you sell
We've got
those.
Some calendars. Oh, right. Yeah, we've got some calendars which give to charities.
Oh, okay. So, tell us about that.
Bristol Mind.
I'd love us to. We're running out of time.
Sorry, but off air.
Come in.
Or on a website, which is?
Oh, prowler.co.uk.
Perfect.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you again.
Thank you.
We must do it more often. It's always hilarious as well.
Yes, I want more kink in my life.
Yeah, well.
Again, another confession.
Confessions coming out of you today.
I can't help it.
Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
And that's What Will Santa Say When He Finds Everyone Swinging by Bob Zuga there. So, bit of a funky one, that. I'm trying to do all the Christmas ones. Sorry, Lara.
No, it's all right. You just cut me off. But, like, it's a pretty good one. The one time I'm trying to compliment Andy on the song he's chosen, he mutes me.
Well, it's because you talk lots and we're running 2.5 minutes late.
I've been read.
Okay. Do you want to introduce this in?
Hello, Terry. What am I doing?
No, it's JLU.
Oh, sorry. Hello, JLU podcast coming up next.
Just Like Us for LGBT young people.
Hi everyone, it's Malik here. I'm one of the producers and editors of the Just Like Us podcast. 2019 has been a brilliant year for us. We've discussed so many interesting topics with so many wonderful people. This year, over 1.2 million school children took part in the Just Like Us-led School Diversity Week 2019, and Just Like Us ambassadors have visited dozens of schools and colleges up and down the UK to spread the message about LGBT plus equality. We'd really like to thank you all for listening and wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here are some messages from Just Like Us staff and ambassadors.
You're listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people.
It's Arba here. I'm a new London-based ambassador for the Just Like Us team, and I just wanted to say that working with this team this year has been such an amazing process. I want to wish everybody a very fantastic winter holiday, whether that's celebrating Hanukkah or Christmas, and of course celebrating New Year's. Go into the New Year's feeling refreshed and ready for all your new opportunities. Happy New Year's.
Hi, it's Joe from the Oxford Hub. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And also, thank you. This has been without a doubt the best thing I've done at university. And it's something I would have never believed that I would have the confidence to do. And I'm glad that I'm able to help others.
Hi everyone, I'm Oliver. I'm a Just Like Us ambassador from Liverpool. No matter where you're from, who you are, or what your background is, all of us in Merseyside want to wish you a fabulous winter holiday and a fantastic new year.
Hey guys, it's Rihanna here. I'm an ambassador from the London Hub, and I just wanted to say congratulations to everyone for making it to the end of another busy year. I've had an amazing time volunteering with you all, and I can't wait for more next year. So I just hope you all have a restful holidays, and I'll see you in the new year.
This is Taz from the staff team at Just Like Us, and we work to put LGBT plus ambassadors like your amazing podcast team into schools across the country to go and chat to LGBT plus kids and turn everyone into allies and make everyone's lives a little bit more awesome. From the bottom of my heart to all of our listeners, have a really good Christmas and a great new year.
You've been listening to Just Like Us, the monthly show for LGBT young people. The music was by Twisteria. We come into schools too. Young people, teachers and parents can find us at www.justlikeus.org.
And of course, that was the lovely team there at JLU. Well, of course, one of the other podcasts that we do is one and only Kiki.
There's
nothing like bringing a live person into the studio.
Thank you. I just wanted to say a massive thank you from Kiki. We love you all, and thank you so much for your support. We've grown so much in the last couple of years, and that's due to our Bristol community loving us and coming out for us. So, as Cutie Pop people who are proud, I'm proud to be people of Bristol. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas. Yeah.
And a Happy New Year.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
So who is the artist? You must know that. Either way, you know.
Wakefield.
Yeah.
Yay, Wakefield. Woo-hoo,
last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah. I don't think I know that interpretation of the track. It's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite chill. I liked it.
I've been putting all of my MP3s onto our system at home, and when you type in the word Christmas, it just brings the whole lot up. I was like, good God, I forgot she did that. I'll sit that in the show.
Yeah, loads of people have done Christmas tracks, haven't they?
Oh God, too many people.
But
it's because it's the most lucrative season, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
I think Mariah Carey has the biggest hit now.
She milks that.
She does, doesn't she?
She literally took
well, she
that.
Could just
I was
live
like,
off that track
legit,
for life.
She could live off that track for a century and be fine. Oh wow,
but it's a good track though.
I mean
a lot of people not Mariah Carey, but she's got one hell of a voice on it.
I mean that's the thing, she sold it well, like she packaged it up, gave it to us, and we keep eating it.
We do every year.
Every
how descriptive. Eating Mariah every year.
It's not a present.
But what's your worst Christmas song? What's one you hate hearing each year?
every other one. No, I can't think of them now because I tried to block them out of my memory. Oh, so. Right.
Okay. What about you two?
I don't know if I've got favorite something that I really hate.
There is a record released in 1964 which is commonly considered the worst Christmas single ever. It's called "I Want to Spend My Christmas with a Dalek."
Exterminate.
I'm doing a show for Bass Radio, one of our sister stations, on Tuesday, and we might play it because it is atrocious.
Just
it
to
really
treat
is.
People.
It is absolutely appalling. But
a bit like "Grandma, We Love You." Do you remember that?
Was that a Christmas number one? I think it might have been.
Oh,
yes, it was.
Was it 1980?
Rage Against the Machine.
Yes,
that was a Christmas
number one in 2001, 2010.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
We've got Andy in the back. Andy H. He's our charts guru. Knows all the charts. Yeah.
Now, talking of gurus, of course, we got one show left, which I'll talk about when we're kind of finishing. But Miss Steffi, what is coming next year?
Yep, next year we've got some great stuff coming to Shout Out. We continue our e-segment with Saski. Brigstow continue their My Five. But the exciting news, I think, for us is that Shout Out's really great at giving people voices. And that's why we got the podcasts within our show, giving minorities a voice. We have Hidaya, who are going to be starting their own My Five segment next year. We're going to have them on the show for the first show of the new year.
But do you want to give a bit of background?
And so
who they are?
They're Muslim and queer.
Yeah.
And proud.
LGBTQ Muslim.
Yeah.
So they're going to be having a voice every single month, just as Kiki does, just as JLU give the youth a voice, and
That's
under
fantastic.
The Brawley give all the initials after the Q a voice.
Yeah.
So Shout Out just seems to be going from strength to strength and giving people a minority within a minority.
It's been
well,
a good
of course,
year.
It is. Next year is a very special year as well because it is Shout Out's 10th birthday.
It is.
We'll be seeing 2020.
We'll be celebrating 10 years on air.
Yep. Wow.
I know. You
That's
didn't think it was
fast.
That old.
I know.
Yeah.
Another decade. I had hair when we started, didn't I?
You ever had hair?
Oh! Shocking.
Harsh. I think
shocking.
You got bit back for that.
A bit cold in here, isn't it? A bit cold in here.
No, that's brilliant. I'm looking forward to Hidaya starting.
We also, Matthew's managed to find Antonia Forster, who deals with the queer animal kingdom.
Yes, which is going to be interesting because a lot of people think it is only in humans and it's not.
No, no, no. There's probably queer hedgehogs, which obviously we're all going to go on a trip to see.
Steffi is now fulfilling my dreams.
The hedgehog sanctuary.
Yes, we're all going to pop down there and meet the gay hedgehogs.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
And painful.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll get pricked. I don't mind. I don't mind. They're so cute.
Yeah, they are cute. They don't fire them off. You can hold them with a glove.
We should explain. We've got one show left, which is next week. Then the week after, we are not on air, are we? The
it's
whole
Boxing
station
Day,
is
think, yeah.
closed down. Yep. But we will be back. The following week, which I think is the 2nd?
The 2nd of January, Thursday the 2nd
of
January.
It is. Yep, but Terry and I are doing an outreach show on
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
BCFM, Radio Wave in Western and several others. Sorry.
Oh, you get that show.
Anyway, but that is it for this week. But as always, a podcast will be up later on our site, so check it out.
Later today. If you are listening live, please remember, go vote. Your vote counts.
Next week, it's that time again. Yes, it's the Shout Out Christmas Cracker. It's the show where I ask all the questions and you have all the fun, so it's usually absolute mayhem. Do join us because, as I said, I have a surprise guest judge coming to join us for it. But for myself and Lara and Steph and Hans and Terry and Andy, say bye-bye.
Bye.